Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. Today is April 12th. It's Friday, and Sunday is coming. My name is Erin Pacheco, and I serve as the Director of Worship here at Elmhurst CRC. In the season of Easter and springtime, our scripture this morning comes from Psalm 19. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they keep speaking. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a word or a sound. Their voice is never heard, yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like an athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. This psalm reminds me of this past Monday afternoon when I was out watching the solar eclipse with my kids. They were so excited. Across the country, millions of people were watching the sun course across our sky, seeing the moon block its light and feeling small in a big, wild universe. As the old hymn says, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. I appreciated the way the eclipse helped me pause and slow down and get outside and listen to that song. I don't know about you, but I am loving this season of spring. Here in Chicagoland, we've waited a long time for warm, sunny days. Today's a little dreary, but it promises to be a beautiful weekend. I encourage you, over the next couple of days, to watch for the signs of new life that God has embedded in his beautiful creation. The heavens, the earth, the tulips and buds and butterflies and birds really do proclaim his glory. And creation can quietly instruct us in the goodness of God if we take time to listen. Let's pray. Creator God, we thank you for the beautiful world you have made. Thank you for the gifts that are all around us and above us and beneath us. Help us to pay attention to the voice of creation as it sings of your goodness. Speak to us through rocks and trees and skies and seas. And speak to us too through your holy word, which is living and active and more precious than silver. Help us to listen today and to hear your voice. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.